This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, January 10, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, temperatures around 40. The Denver School Committee has selected Marblehead High School Principal Dan Bauer as the district's next superintendent. The committee conducted the unanimous vote last night for Bauer, who has been in public education for 22 years.
So I've really had the opportunity to see a district through a school lens in many different ways, in many different capacities. I think we are the sum of all of our parts. So I've had a lot of experience working in district in terms of budget, in terms of curriculum, teaching and learning, assessments, safety, and all aspects that are important toward being the superintendent of schools. So I feel very blessed with some great opportunities that I've had. And I think bringing to Danvers, my leadership style is visible. I feel very strongly about being visible, because that in itself shows, I think, those that need to see the superintendent, that he is present, he is approachable, empathetic, I listen, I like to problem solve. And I think most importantly, develop a team and take a collaborative approach.
Dan Bauer speaking at his Danvers School Committee interview airing on Danvers Community TV. Early this morning, commuters heading into Boston on Route 1 were significantly delayed by a multi-car crash near Route 99. At one point, two southbound lanes were closed. The search for the missing Cohasset woman on a wall shifted to the North Shore yesterday. News outlets are reporting that police searched a trash transfer station in Peabody off Forest Street yesterday, and the Daily Item is reporting today that Swampscott police searched a dumpster at The Landing, an apartment complex near Vinon Square. This complex is where the mother of the missing woman's husband lives. The husband was brought into custody earlier this week. North Shore residents are seeing increases in their electric bills this year. The Daily Item is reporting that Peabody Electric recently raised its rates 16% due to increased energy costs. The Salem News is reporting that two inmates involved in an October brawl at the Middleton Jail have been indicted. They are Jorge Delgado Medina, 26, of Melrose, and 18-year-old Adrian Cornell de la Cruz of Lawrence. In that fight, two correctional officers were injured. In Wenham, voters this April will be voting on the proposal to expand the select board from 3 members to 5 members. The Salem News has a story online today that outlines several reasons why voters will be asked to consider this ballot question. Be sure to check back to our website this week for news updates and feature interviews with North Shore newsmakers. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics beat the Bulls last night at the Garden, 107-99. Tomorrow night, they'll play host to the Pelicans. The Bruins were off last night. They'll host Seattle on Thursday. The Gloucester boys hockey team has a huge game tomorrow night at home against Winthrop. Face off at 6 p.m. Gloucester coach Derek Geary on seeing his team coming together and playing a bit better of late.
I'm more excited in the last couple of weeks because I feel like we're starting to mature and find better character, the character that we're going to play with, as we've discovered the kind of team we want to be and are becoming. So that's more important than the results, and of course, usually the results follow the process. So on that front, as I said, it was a more enjoyable Sunday after a nice win.
Well, Gloucester boys hockey coach Derek Geary. Tonight in local boys high school hockey, Bishop Fenwick plays Archbishop Williams at 6:30 at Fenway Park. Boys basketball, a key game tonight, finds Marblehead at Peabody. On the girls' side, Danvers playing at Winthrop. And finally, with the Patriots season over, Coach Bill Belichick was asked yesterday how he could have done a better job coaching this year's team.
The end of the year process is a much different comprehensive process where you look at an entire season, an entire system, a different way of planning for long term. You make more long term decisions versus a specific game plan or a particular thing that might involve a specific player. It's a whole different process. They're related. I'm not saying that they are related, but I think it's a whole different process when you're looking at an entire preparation for a season versus trying to make the best decision you can for a particular upcoming game.
Patriot coach Bill Belichick. For sports talk on our website today, check out North Shore Sports Night and the Salem News Sports Writers. And later this week, the Sports Desk shows with Nick and Nick. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Tuesday, everybody, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.